something short. So, these prakim are, Vayakal Pekudei is very, very long, very, very long double parasha. We go through all the details of the building of the Mishkan. Now, what's interesting is from Moshe is very involved in the beginning, let's say in Vayakel, where he's giving instructions and he's gathering all the donations. But once you get into the actual building of the Mishkan, so who really takes over? Not our own, Bezalel, right? Bezalel and all of Bezalel's building team, all the people of Chacham Lev, all those people get it done. And the final pasuk when it's finished, Parag Lamed Tet, pasuk Lamed Bet, you get Vateichel Kol Avodat Mishkan O Moed Vayasu Bnei Israel Kachol Asher Tzivah Adonai Moshe Kein Asu. So they finished the Mishkan and they did everything that God had commanded Moshe. So they did. Okay. So what would you assume that at that point they're done? That's what you would assume, and yet. You get this very bizarre unit in Parak Chof Tet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, until the end of the Parak in Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayaviu et ha-mishkan el Moshe ve'et ha-o'el ve'et kol keilav k'rasav k'rashav b'rechav ha-mudav ha-adonav ve'et mechseh ha-rod ha-ilim ha-adamim ve'et mechseh ha-rod ha-techashim ve'et parochet ha-masach. Now they bring everything to Moshe, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, Mizbach Nechoshet, the Kaleach Hatzer. All the way to Pasuk Membet, where you get Kachal Shetiva Adonai Moshe Kein Asu Bnei Israel Kol Avoda VaYar Moshe Kol Malacha Vine Asu Ota Kasher Tiva Adonai Kein Asu VaYivarech Ota Moshe. And Moshe looks at it and he says, "Yup, everything you did is exactly as I said you should do it." Mazel Tov, and he gave them a bracha. So the problem is, this is weird. Right? What is going on? Right, it's finished. The psukim said 100 times, "Kasher tziva Hashem Moshe, Kasher tziva Hashem Moshe, Kasher tziva Moshe." And what at the end? What is this? It's like it's like one of these cooking shows, right? Master Chef, right? The chefs go around and they check during it and they taste and who they want to taste at the end, right? It's like we see everything you followed instructions, but at the end we got to see. Then we're like, what's going on? Like, they check, right? The Torah tells you throughout, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, right? So what, is it like retrospective that only now we know that? What exactly is going on? So rather than just say that, well, this is like the confirmation, the Midrash suggests the following, and this is based on a Dvar Torah from Rav David Stav. And the Midrash and the Tanchuma says, "Kevin shegamru melechet ha-mishkan, hayoshvinu mitzapin, emetai tavo shechina v'tishrei bo." When they finished the Mishkan, they started looking, and they said, "Well, when's the Shechina coming?" And they said, "Well, where's the Shechina?" They were in pain. They were upset. They went to the wise men. He says, "Well, what's the problem? All the pieces are in place, but you got to build the thing. Got to actually assemble it." They didn't know how. They didn't know what to do. And when they would try, it would collapse. Miyad halchu emetzel Bezalel v'aliyav. So they went to Bezalel and aliyav. Amar lo amboa atem amido mishkan. They said, "Well, you're the chief architects. You put it. You assemble it." Maybe you have the schut to make it stand up. It didn't work. So, what does the Midrash say? So why did God make it that the people couldn't build it? And why did it make it that Bezalel couldn't build it? What are they waiting for? So what do you think the Midrash is going to say based on these psukim? What is it waiting for? For who to build it? For Moshe, right? Exactly, for Moshe. So the Midrash continues. Hitchilu misichin umiranin v'omrin ru masalanu ben Amram shuzilanu ed mamanu b'mishkan azav hechnis adan l'korach azav. So they started giving lashon hara, saying lashon hara about Moshe, saying, oh, why did he make us go through all this expense? V'amalad kadosh baruch hu yod mel yonim v'shorah b'toch yirid izim shemar shachandi v'to cham. And then the midrash says, "V'lama lo yochon lamido." Why weren't they able? Elishay Moshe made tsar al shalom nishtatef hu imahen v'lechan mishkan. Moshe was upset that he hadn't been involved. Ketzad, because hanedava nidna al yidei Yisrael. The money was donated by the Jews. Hamalacha nasei yibitzal v'leyochach milev. The work is done by Bitzal and his crew. Uvishya Moshe made tsar. Moshe's in pain. Helamakadosh baruch hu mehem v'leyochon lamido. God made it that they couldn't assemble it. Kevan she'tichu b'nei mikol makom v'leyochon lamido. When they started going nuts because they couldn't build it. Nichnu kol Yisrael Moshe. They came to Moshe. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, kol ma shamarta lanu sanu. We did everything you asked. Everything you said, all the money you asked us to donate, everything you said to build, we did it. Look. Did we leave anything out? They're shoving his face. Is it right? You're right. Everything is right. So why isn't it standing? Everyone tried. Moshe was upset. Until because you were upset that you weren't involved, I made it that you had to be the one to finish it off, to say that if it weren't in your merit, if you don't put it up, it's not happening. And therefore, you, Moshe puts it up. So what is the Midrash saying? Right, that Moshe, he's the driving force for it. But he wasn't the one doing it, so he's upset. And both Moshe and the Jewish people might have lost sight of the fact of the centrality of Moshe's leadership and educational vision and spiritual leadership that enabled the Mishkan. So what did Hashem do? He made it. They couldn't do it. They had to go through the process where they bring it to Moshe and they said, is this as you said it? He said, yes. You got it right. So why isn't it coming up? Because it's not just that Moshe taught it. It's that the Mishkan needs Moshe. The Jewish people need Moshe. So Moshe looks through everything and says, yes, yes, yes. Right? But it's not going to work without Moshe, the person. Right? Without Moshe, the person. And therefore, the point of this very bizarre, seemingly repetitive thing is not to say, well, yeah, they got it right. It's to highlight the fact that Moshe isn't just the mitzvah behind it. But if Moshe is not part of the process, right, with his spiritual and educational vision, then it's not happening. And therefore, you had to repeat everything to show, did we do it as you commanded? Yes, you did as I commanded. And nevertheless, so why isn't it working? Because it's not just what you commanded. We need you. And that's what those psukim are coming to highlight, which is a beautiful, beautiful midrashic read. And it's the type of thing, right, that midrash... Remember, Midrash doesn't underread. Midrash doesn't overreads, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than just saying it's a summary, right? Or it's not willing to take something as a summary. It's, oh, this is repetitive. It must be. And it, right, it gives you the experience. It's not just, it's Kasher Tziv Hashem Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. And now they show it to him and they imagine he's going, yep, that's Kasher Tziv Hashem and Moshe. That's as I commanded it, right? But that's not enough. I need to actually be involved. I don't just tell you the rules. I'm actually involved in the process.